No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we have an entity, an icon. I don't know if I'm allowed to call everybody an icon. They gave me some shit about calling Cat Stacks an icon. Johnny Blaze is in the building.
I could take that. You know what it is, everybody? This is how I see it. I'd be like, I'm the best. My bad. I'd be like, I'm the best singer. Everybody's supposed to feel like they're the best at something. If you feel like somebody's an icon, that's your opinion. You know, it's not a fact. It shouldn't bother anybody if you feel that way. But thank you. That's dope. I think you're an icon.
Oh,
he's fucking awesome.
Wow.
You know?
I'm excited that you're excited about this interview because you were just saying you felt blacklisted.
Do you know how long I've been trying to get on here?
For real?
I kept getting my page deleted. This is my 41st account.
Are you, what, 41?
Is that how you say it?
41st.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I graduated, y'all, just in case you wanted to know. Why? I cheated on somebody's page, though, you know.
41? Why? Yeah, why have you been deleted so many times?
Back then, I was a dancer.
Okay.
I used to do the twerking and stuff like that. It kept spamming in. I wasn't verified. So people just would like spam me and I would get deleted. But now I'm verified. Y'all can't do shit. Can you curse on here?
Yes. My girl was verified and she got deleted. And I know
a ton
of other
girls too.
Yeah, and
then I got deleted, verified. 2.5 million got deleted. Well, an ex of mine did it. He'll be all right. But got a new page 3 months later and it's at 600K. So
right.
Got to be doing something, right? I guess you guys like me. Yeah.
The booty keeps them coming back, right?
And the booty and the talent.
And the talent,
you're fine and you can sing. Look at you.
Right. Wait, so how long have you had this Instagram that you're on right now?
3 months.
3 months. Goddamn.
Yeah.
But wait, so were you going out of your way to post shit that would get you deleted when you were
No, once dancing? I got... When I was dancing, I didn't, like, really take my music serious. You feel me? I wasn't, like, focused on that. I was just... Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I was focused on... other stuff like getting money, you know, partying with my friends. Didn't even realize I could play six instruments and sing and shit. So I was just like, whatever, I'm gonna focus on this and post this. And I kept getting deleted.
Right.
So once I like really got in tune with my music, I was just like, let's just post music stuff. It makes sense. So that's how it happened.
But were you into music as a young child or is this something you figured out later?
Born with it. 6 years old, I was playing classical music. By the time I was eight, I started at six. My mom gave me a keyboard from Walmart. That's my favorite store.
Really?
Yes, aisle six. Figure it out.
Why? Because they have the best keyboards?
No.
You ever have a keytar?
Yes, I do.
You really?
Yeah.
That's a lit.
I do.
Love to see you playing
Zaytoven,
that.
The producer.
Yeah.
He has one, so it was like kind of encouraged me, and then I went on tour with him. Because I was playing piano and people kept tagging him, got on his tour. He had like 30 cities left. And he was like, well, we don't have a budget. I was like, I don't care. I'll do it myself. So I went on all 30 cities. And as a gift, he was like, you should get one. And I encouraged me to get one. And then he gave me like 10 beats for free.
Really?
Which is beats go for like 20, 30.
Yeah. Right.
Genuine.
Zaytoven, great guy.
Great person. Like, he seen that I was pushing for it. Like, I want to go to every city. Every city y'all go to, I'm going to perform in front of them. Because I feel like his fan base is totally different from mine. But when that fan base sees you, you know, they're going to love you automatically because they're like, why are you next to the person that I'm a fan of?
Right.
Oh, you got talent. I'm going to follow you. So I think in strategy mode.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
This is all incredibly out of order, but.
No, it's okay.
Is Deb the one who put you with Zaytoven on that tour?
It's so funny because she was my manager at the time. She does know him, and it just was, the small world. Atlanta's a small world.
Right.
You ever heard of like Atlanta's Black Hollywood?
I have heard that.
So that's what it's like. Everybody knows someone. So I play piano. People tag the person that plays piano, Zaytoven. Zaytoven knows Deb. It all kind of, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Kind of so, just intertwined.
Talk to me about your childhood, though. Like, when you were real young, because you're talking about playing all these instruments and stuff, it sounds like you had a pretty good childhood.
No, pretty mid.
Like, when you were young?
Pretty mid.
Because I know that some bad stuff started to happen around 14, but...
What's mid? Like...
Middle?
It's good and bad.
Right.
And I'm not regretting anything that happened to me. Just a little short story, 14. Well,
but
I've
when you were 14, though, how were things
that,
somewhat
yeah,
normal
like
before
normal,
that?
Yeah, like everything was always normal to me. Nothing, I don't know what normal is, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, for example, if somebody hit you, you might pray and look like, no, that's crazy, right?
I would not pray.
But look, you're like, some people are like that. Or some people might punch a person in the face.
Right.
A person might do this. We all have different options. So I don't know the definition of normal or either like the word crazy is kind of like weird to me, too, because it's like, what is crazy?
Uh-huh.
You know? So anyway, I did have a normal life until things started shifting around 12, 14.
Right.
Yeah.
And so everything was really normal until you just respond to this random modeling agency job?
Yeah. Like, I still feel... I always was, like, distanced because it started with, like I said, my stepfather.
So you were abused even before that?
No. My mother was... The thing about me, and people are going to look at this and be like, wait, how can you talk so highly? Because at the end of the day, whatever I tell you on here, I still love my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She is still number one. I adore her. She's my best friend. You know, so my mom did everything she could, and she could not work. Eventually, this is around the 6 and up until 14, because she had cancer. Uh-huh. And so she had a seizure at the hospital. She was a registered nurse, I believe. And she had a seizure, and they took her license. Like, she could not work. Epilepsy, fluid in the left side of the brain. She has sickle cell, where they had to cut her hands so she doesn't feel the pain in her hands. My mom has beat cancer 3 times, so she's been through a lot of shit.
Mm.
So my mom was always a great parent to me up until I felt, and she's still a great parent. Let me rephrase that, because people's like, up until I was molested by my stepfather.
And that was before you were 14, before you started with this trafficking incident. Oh, so this was around the same time that he started to?
Yeah, because 15 to 17, until I became legal and started dancing, that's where the human trafficking, because I was sent away.
But did your mom know that your stepfather was doing this to you?
Oh, I told her, and that's why I was sent away.
Oh.
Yeah, so it changed a lot of what I feel like this. There's a saying that my dad says, right? He's like, if someone close to you can do something to you and it affects you, nothing else should ever, ever affect you again.
Uh-huh.
That's how I always looked at things when things happened to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a very forgiving, I'm an empath. I hate it, but I like it, I guess. It just makes me the person I am. And I forgave her. So back to that, she sent me away because of that.
But okay, so I thought you responded to a modeling agency ad. And that
was when I moved to New York.
So she... permitted that?
No. So I was molested by my stepfather. I was sent away because I had an option to stay in a sane asylum in Tampa, Florida, or either go to New York with my father. I went to New York with my father, but we were at a decent kind of relationship because I was with my mom most of the time, and it was a lot of like, stay with your mom, don't stay with your dad. And it, as a child, you only know what you're taught until you figure out things your own self. So I thought my dad was like this, I don't know what I feel about you. So I wasn't listening to him once I got to New York. I was skipping school. I wanted to get some money, looked on looks like a Craigslist, kind of like a website. And it looked like a modeling agency. You just go to Philly and you just take pictures, I'm thinking.
Okay, right.
So I had like a couple dollars on me. There's this thing called China Bus. It's really cheap.
I used
cheap.
To take
you don't
it all the time,
ID.
$15 or something.
Yeah, like $20, and you go to Philly. I got to the house and I realized like it's not what it is, but I ain't got enough money to go back home.
Oh shit.
So I was introduced to, you know, a girl scene. So crazy, I still remember her name, Dolce. Me and her are still friends to this day. Like, she hit me and we were like in tears, like we're so proud of each other. She's a great mother, you know. I spoke about her many times in interviews. Great friend of mine that I met in that house.
Uh-huh.
So it was just you know, I was introduced, not through her, but introduced. I was panicking, scared, start drinking, and then I was introduced to cocaine.
As soon as you got there?
Yeah, because I was anxiety. So everyone knows now that I have anxiety problems, and I talk about it on my live. I use my my IG to express myself and show people it's okay to be yourself, because I think that's the biggest, like, fuck-up in the world, is that everybody's so scared to be themselves that... Mm. You don't know really who the fuck you need to be,
right.
You know? So when I got to this house, I was introduced to the drugs and stuff, and I never really stopped. I would go back and forth. So my father ended up building my room in the garage. Like, he's a handyman, super lit. I know this sounds crazy, but he's to build a whole apartment because he felt like, you're not going to school. You don't want to listen to me. I'm trying to help you. And this is why I say, like, my father is a great father.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to be the best. But if somebody doesn't want to listen, what do you expect? That then to society, people think, oh, it's the parents' fault. No, when someone gets of age and they've been through so much shit, how do you expect a child to even want to listen? And I'm saying this because I witnessed it myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't listening to him. He built my room in the garage. And so I would just keep on traveling back. And then I started lacking in school and shit.
Between Philly and New York.
Yeah, Philly and New York.
And so, okay, but when you first get there and you are first exposed to cocaine and you're drinking and everything.
Pills, everything.
How would you describe like what this operation was like? Like how many girls were there in the house?
Money.
But is there one guy who's just sort of got like all these girls under him?
Yeah, it's like it's exactly what you probably see in movies, and y'all think it's like a joke. It's not a joke. And let me say this: like this is not off topic. It is. I don't want nobody to feel no type of like, oh, I feel bad for you. Please don't do that.
Like, I mean, I feel bad. Like I feel it's terrible.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you why. I literally asked for a long time to be on your show, right?
Okay.
Because I have a strategy.
And I didn't know that for the record. I just found out.
You do people well and you keep on going at things and you treat people well because you know that you're going to get into a position. It's not that you think it, you know it, because why would God have any other way? Like, you do good to people, it don't matter, you might have a couple of bumps in the road, you're still going to accomplish things. So with me, it's like, with this strategy with you, like, I felt like your platform shows me that I can tell my story to somebody.
Definitely, yeah.
You feel me? So it's like I'm giving everything. That's why I don't give a damn what you ask me. And it's like that's how I learned life.
Right.
You have to just treat people bad. Even when you're in this house with all these people, you still treat people right. So when that happened to me, I was always this girl that I'm saying. So I just treated people right, and I got more money than most of the girls. Uh-huh. So I was like a favorite. So I kept some of my money. It would cause problems. Mm. It would be this. I would be the singing girl. I'm not proud of what I was. The thing was, I was always a singer. I would sing to my customers. They would hand me money, and I wouldn't even have to do nothing at 17, 16. Like, and women seen that. The girls seen that. And I would have fights. I would have issues with people.
Right.
You know, so I wasn't never proud. And what I was saying is that I don't want people to feel bad or sorry. I want people to understand that there's millions of freaking girls out there that wish they were sitting right here and I have a voice to say something and smile. And the shit that I'm going to tell you that I accomplished, you're going to be fucking amazed. Mm. All because it started with how people treated me in that house. I started just learning life. At the time, I'm not talking to my mother, not really talking to my father. My grandmother was the only like one that like really pushed me. Like when I did get on track to tell you later on, like how she accomplished.
Would you say
things.
That you figured out that you were special in this environment?
Hell yeah!
It's like the worst environment, like the most
absolutely.
Fucked up thing you can imagine.
Yeah,
but you kind of figured out that you were special.
Yeah,
because
I knew. There's no way in fucking hell somebody could slice my throat. Somebody could do anything to me. I could lose my fingers. These hands play six instruments.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Like real live, blindfolded, play six instruments. I could have lost stuff. I never lost anything. So that's special. Your talent and what, he don't just give you stuff just to give it to you. Like, that's like if you played 18 instruments, like something got to give, like, you know?
Did your dad have any clue what was going on as you're going back and forth?
I didn't tell none of my parents till I got older.
Okay.
I felt that was, this sounds crazy, but the most decent so that I don't get my ass beat.
Right.
Yeah.
How would you describe what kept you going back? Did you feel like you had to, or was
it's
it
just the money and what did I need to position myself? And that's why with money now, I position myself where I need to be. That's where that strategy came from, that mentality of now I don't have to do those things. All I have to do, people pay me $3,000, you feel me? Just to play piano and twerk. I have this thing where I twerk and play piano, but I'm playing their record and it does plays.
Oh,
I don't
really
have to have nobody touch me. I'm in
How do
my
you
home.
Purchase that?
Like, you just book me.
Oh, you just...
Yeah,
oh,
and I'll be
okay.
singing. Lizzo plays the flute and twerks.
Right.
So all I did was just play the piano and twerk.
Uh-huh.
It's things that I know that I'm capable of. It's strategies. You look at things. What are you capable of where I don't have to sell myself? I don't have to have nobody touch me. I don't have to... The things that I went through when I was younger, I don't have to beg nobody. I can get on live and make money just because of my personality. I'm doing TikToks with kids, like not no crazy stuff, like really hip hop Harry and shit like that. You feel
you did
me?
One
like
with hip hop Harry?
Yeah, like I'm doing, and I think people think because
I know someone who dated him.
Listen, I think people think because you've been through all this that you're not capable of doing these things. They're like scared, like, oh, she's around kids, she don't know how to dress. Yes, I do. You put on a bunch of clothes. It's common sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people, I don't have an age bracket to who likes me.
Mm.
I don't have an age bracket to who loves me. There's kids that really love me. I don't know why. They tell me, oh, I love your singing. I seen TikTok, or I love your story, because they're going through it. I don't really look for a fan base. It's just, I always knew I was special. I always had a fan base, wherever, whether it was the worst shit ever or the greatest shit ever. And I couldn't help it.
How'd you actually stop? And were you always dealing with the same guy, the same house that whole time? And what was he doing to keep you coming back?
Or nothing. I was just special. I was the one that was getting the most money.
He just made you feel special.
Nothing.
He was never beating
give.
You and shit. No.
There's stuff that don't happen like that. That's some people go through that, which I'm not saying is lying at all.
Right.
But I never went through that.
Yeah.
I never.
You could imagine
like that
somebody could. Keep somebody control over their mind without violence.
Yeah. So me, and that's where I got the little strategy of mine. I was always infatuated with the mind. You know, what works, what doesn't. How can you talk to somebody, not to necessarily manipulate them? I would never want to do that, but like to understand and just, you know, love language, like languages. I read a book like a couple weeks ago, languages.
My girl's trying to get me to read that book.
Yeah, you should. 5 love languages. It's not so bad. It's really not just about love. It's like everything. Like,
I think I have it on my phone.
If I sat right here and said, what's up? You would hear my voice and you would hear, okay, that sounds calm. But if I was like, what's up? You hear the language.
That was like Remy Ma real quick.
Yeah. It's like you hear, the book teaches you how to converse with people in a type of tone.
What's your love language?
Oh, I'm copacetic, baby.
What's that mean?
I'm cool. Like, I get it. Okay, so.
But if you're with a guy, what is he, and he needs to make you feel special or whatever, what is the best way to do that?
Just talk to me.
Just attention?
Yeah, I'm simple.
What are the other love languages though? Like gifts or?
I'm really gifts are too, but I've never been the girl that was into gifts because I usually used to give them or either I don't really I had some terrible boyfriends.
I heard about how you were buying dudes shoes and shit to prove that you liked them.
Yeah, like that's just my thing. Back then. Now I got my shit together. That was when I was like
right.
Yeah, I would like do crazy stuff. I would buy. Do y'all have water? Can I ask that?
Yeah. We got you.
Can I
ask you this?
Yeah, you just got a list, Adam. No, I'm like really shocked.
No, I just
like,
I
you're like. So what's this?
Okay, but this is what I want to ask. Is it feels like your whole life story is basically the slow experience of you figuring out what you're worth?
Yeah.
And when you were 14 and or 15 or whatever and
like
going and selling
people,
yourself doing this
usually
shit.
Usually kids figure out like that, like you 17, 18, that's when you ask your child like, hey, what do you want to do? You're going into college. What do you want to do? Maybe 16, 15, I would say.
Right.
Me, I wasn't doing that.
Yeah. But was that option out there for you and you just chose to not want to do that?
I think it was and I just didn't see it.
Right.
That's what I think. Oh, my God, you're awesome.
Oh, shit, we don't have bottled water?
They got some strong. Oh, I don't care.
Oh, she's giving her the cup. No, it's the machine.
Oh, I didn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it can't kill you. Tap water ain't too bad. Don't act like I ain't never.
No, it's not.
It would be kind of weird on a podcast to give somebody tap water, though, don't you think?
I mean, shit, if that's all you had and if I was dying in coffee.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me, too. I'd drink out the tap if I needed to, but it just feels like. Maybe we're a little better
it's
than
okay.
that, right?
It's a look. It's but a then, like, thing. I came from, like, nothing. You feel me? Like, I was having, like, I don't know if you ever had this sandwich before. Mayonnaise and cheese with bread?
No. Without meat? No, I don't
no,
know.
No, it's nothing.
I've done that.
Just that. That's what
well,
I used to eat.
Well, just a grilled cheese.
Yeah, I used to eat that. Like, my mama used to work hard, but she got us whatever we could. So, yeah, I know about the tap water thing. Sorry.
Right. Definitely.
It's just put a little ice cubes, a little bit of sink water, you straight.
Okay, but so when did you actually end? Or I was talking about the process of you sort of figuring out your worth. Like, I guess when did you decide that you didn't want to be, working with this guy
I
in Philly?
Somebody
anymore?
Introduced me to Onyx in Philly.
Onyx.
And they said, you're not old enough yet.
Oh, the strip club. Okay.
Turned 18 and I left. And then I built my name up so big in the strip club to the point if the person ever did want to come back to me, it's kind of hard to get in touch with me because I have security now. Strategy person.
But was that a possibility that this guy would have wanted to come
no,
back? And
I was too, I'm just different. I never gave off where you could keep me anywhere. It was either my choice or... It's my way or no way. That's how I used to think.
What was your experience first time stripping, though? Like, how did it make you feel?
Oh, my God. Mean. I was a monster by then. Like, I'm gonna dance for you. You're gonna give me your money. That's it. It is what it is. I'm gonna go home and I don't want you touching me. I don't want you doing anything with me. Like, give me your money. That was my attitude. But see, the thing about that in a strip club is you can't be that way. It's kind of like the strip club is like a little world, like where people come to, women, men, bachelorettes, women that just got married.
It is. It's like a fantasy world.
Really, yeah, but it's
where all these hot girls will
everything.
Treat you like they like you, and then as soon as you walk out, it stops.
No, it's
for
not
most
that.
Guys. Yeah.
See, the thing with me is I noticed that, and it doesn't work long if you want to get the money for a long time and you don't know what you want to become. So I didn't know if I wanted to be a singer yet, so I was just thinking about stripping.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be that way and treat people just like that, and then when they leave the club, treat them like shit because it messes up your money. So it's a strategy in a strip club. My strategy was, once I figured out how to dance, I learned from this girl. I had like the real life, like money floating at the bottom of the stripper, like shoes, like those clear. Yeah, I was terrible at first. And then I realized I was a lot heavier than others. So I was like,
were you built like this? You were much younger. I'm assuming
just
that you
were a smaller version of this.
Okay.
But still, yeah. So I was like, well,
I could imagine you right now, for anyone who hasn't seen or standing
I did
up,
gymnastics
I could
and
imagine
everything.
You doing really well at the strip club. Also, I can't really imagine you doing gymnastics.
Yeah, I really do gymnastics.
Isn't gymnastics like mostly
boxing
like
and heels and
80
everything.
80-pound 16-year-old girls? No?
I was a cheerleader and
there's
everything.
There's thick gymnastics?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
awesome. Okay.
You could be thick. That was the strategy I had.
I would
dancing.
Watch thick
so,
gymnastics.
Peep this, though. You see how you said that? So peep this. I was like, well, I want to learn the pole. It's like really athletic. A big girl doing it, why not? That's what they would say. I'm a big girl. So I learned it and I started doing pole work and that's what made me different. So once I got that out the way, I was like, well, how can I do this strategy with this strip club world? Because it's different. Okay, so you pay to have security. You pay a person to pick up your money. You pay the DJ.
You had
the
to pay DJ, for your own security?
Yeah.
Just to follow you
but
around
I'm gonna
on
show
that?
You how it works.
Okay.
So the DJ usually gets $50, maybe $100 from girls, maybe. I used to tip with my partner that I had at the time, like $500. Let me on stage anytime I want. Any person that comes in here, I get to get on that stage, and they throw that money in his mind. So it was a strategy. You take care of the people that's around you. They take care of you. When it's all-star and it's $500,000 thrown all over the place, I'm giving the DJ $3,000. I'm getting back before the weekend's over like about 30 racks.
Jeez.
Because I'm able to get on stage whenever I want to because I made sure everybody. Now, that security that I was paying for, you're asking me about, I'm hopping to so many pals. I need them to watch my money. And a sweeper I pay to pick up those pals while they're there and the security follows me at each one. So I'm being monitored so I don't have to think about that so I can go to my money.
Are you the only chick in the strip club who's operating on this level? Is that
there's a couple of
the
them.
The other girls kind of basic in comparison?
No.
Are
see,
you like
and that's
way more
thing.
Popular than all the other girls?
I've always been, but I never acted like I was.
Mm.
That's what made me money too. So the girl that had the little booty, that had the customer though that would throw $20,000, everybody's like, why is she cool to me? That's what he likes. I was sweet to that girl on a Tuesday that didn't get no money, and I didn't know she had that guy that she was talking to.
Uh-huh.
And I'm throwing money on her because that's the type of person I am, going in as a customer, throwing money, like a stack on a girl
right.
that never I knew for a fact didn't make money. And I go in on a good night, and she's with the guy that throws her a lot of money. It's like, Johnny, come over here, and I get 2-3 racks.
Uh-huh.
Because I was nice to that girl. I was nice to the girl that they want to make fun of that got a little belly gut and shit. Like, everybody has an issue. I got plenty of lipo and stuff. Like, if I didn't, I have the belly gut. Like, I don't judge people. So I was the all-around business. I didn't have confrontations. If I did, it's probably because somebody took the money.
Well, so you figured out that it was better for business to be nice and kind to the people
around. Yeah, but
I
was naturally, it was natural for me because I've always been that way. I've always been, like, a really nice person. I don't like being mean. That shit is terrible.
So were you only getting money in the club, and did you stop selling pussy pretty much like once you started stripping?
Yeah.
You left all the other shit
like
behind?
I wasn't focused on it. I made so much money.
Right.
Like, I was really, like, into that. Like, just, it's a whole different level of how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, doing that, and you meet so many celebrities, like the artists and stuff, I started saying, hi, I'm Johnny Blaze, I sing.
Right.
And that was what I was, the stripper singer.
So is there a lot of rappers and famous people coming through, even in Philly?
Yeah, I mean, well, at that time I was going back and forth to New York at that time.
Oh, you were working there too?
Yeah, and then I ended up in the process listening to my dad and graduating high school.
So you did all that.
I did summer school.
What age did you graduate high school?
On time, 17.
So you were in the strip club during all this when you're underage?
No, I'm 18. Oh. I just told you somebody took me. Oh, okay. So be 18 Onyx.
Well, but there's definitely girls stripping before they're 18,
hell no,
right?
I had to be 18. No? I'm one of them scary people. I've been to jail three times, four times, a lot.
I know of a rapper who went to prison for fucking a stripper, and then it ended up that she was underage. That's why, back in the day.
Not over here, but okay. I mean, no, I don't do stuff like that. That's good. That's like common sense. That's her fault too, because you shouldn't be doing this shit. That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's both parties.
That was kind of how I felt. It doesn't seem
it's both parties, but you still look at the adult first.
But if you go to a strip club, aren't you just supposed to assume?
Yeah, that's why they
everybody's
have
of age, right?
That's why there's a lot of raids and stuff. Like, but over
is
the
there
clubs,
really? There's a lot
the
of raids.
The clubs that I went to, they were good.
They were
yeah, like all my clubs
right.
was like legit. Like I didn't do nothing crazy like that. But I was still doing drugs. I was still drinking and stuff like that. Very heavy.
Do you have customers coming in and giving you drugs? And
no, I don't do that. Like I don't. Mm-mm.
I feel like that's like a stripper thing. Is you get to collect drugs from the customers all night?
No. I was just doing it because I was in pain. Like, I just didn't want to feel anything. I want to get the money. And you know what's so crazy? When I started going back and forth to New York and Philly, my grandmother, my dad did not want me in his house no more. Like, forget the garage that I custom made. It was a dope-ass place, by the way. Like, fire.
In New York, a garage in the winter, though? Was
no,
it cold?
No, he built it nice.
Really?
Yeah, I will give my dad some respect. I ain't never seen. He lived by what he meant. Like, he was basically like, you're going to disrespect me. You just don't want to go to school. I want to pay for you to go to college. I want you to go to a music school.
But did he know
like
you
that.
Were dancing?
Nah, like okay. That's what kind of pushed it. So I was already out by then. So when I turned 18, I was going back because I didn't want to live in Philly, obviously. I stayed with my grandmother. And every night I come home, she would sit there and count my ones with me and tell me. She's like, you know why I don't judge you? Because I see so much more than what you think. She's like, and I'm not the person here on earth to judge you. I'm here to motivate you. My grandmother right now has 2 months to live right now.
Whoa, really? I'm sorry.
And this lady has freaking, she has like went to Apollo, stayed outside like Harlem. You know, it's cold around that time for 17 hours waiting for me to audition. American Idol, going to Ireland, Dublin, winning the one woman band and just gave me my plaque back. And she said, when I won the plaque, she said, the only way you're getting this is if, you know, I'm sick or something. So she gave it to my dad. So it was just a lot going on. But, yeah, that just brought back a memory. That was my motivation. When I would strip and come home late at night, that was my safe zone. I would stay at her house in Queens. And then also there was Queens College where I could keep my piano up. I started getting back into it here and there. Uh-huh. Go to the college and pretend to be a student and play their piano so I can catch it because my grandmother didn't have a piano. So that was my job. I went from what you know from the beginning of the kid to now I'm stripping, still on drugs, still ain't doing this. Still have people that's trying to motivate me, but I don't want to listen.
Mm.
Still trying to tap into the music, but still stripping and stuff. So that's that life. And then I met someone, and that's when it shifted.
Who'd you meet?
My boyfriend had passed.
Oh, right.
So I was stripping. All the love and hip-hop happened, too. I got so big. You remember when dancers at one time was, like, celebrities, where it was, like, a run for a couple years, where it was, like, oh, it's this girl,
yeah.
This... I was in that realm, so I got
feel like Cardi B kind of, like, capped it all off.
Yeah, she cut the line off. Like, that was it. She was dope. Her story I love. So it was. I was in that era. Like, from there, I would do the love and hip hop. Then I got off of that. And then before I got on love and hip hop, I met the guy that I was talking to. Mm-hmm. And someone killed him. And he was like, when I say he's my motivation, I was dancing and he didn't want me to dance. He would be like, why don't you just stay home? And I'm like, no, I want to go to the club. I want to get this. I'm in my that little realm that I'm in. Like, I'm already comfortable, you know. And he's like, well, how much would you make if you went to the club? And I'm like, $2,500, just to say it randomly. Here's $2,500. Go to the studio. No, I don't want it. Push it back. Go to the strip club. Someone killed him on Christmas of 2013.
Were you there?
Yes, in the car.
And somebody just ran up on him and started shooting.
Nope. We was coming out, and you know how you pull out like a... But your car's not driving. You're not driving fast. It's just rolling. And a group of guys came in front. We stopped short. They had an altercation. I'm on my phone tweeting.
About something unrelated?
Yeah, it was just like a random... there was no type of, they knew each other or nothing. There was no type of fight. I didn't know the person. There was no like history of knowing each other. And person put the gun in the car and shot off. And then my boyfriend, when I got, I'm sorry. Okay, so he died, and he died, and
it's okay.
Sorry.
No, it's
you know what it is.
It's hard to talk about.
I haven't
it, yeah.
talked about it in a while.
Right.
Biggest fucking motivation ever.
Really? When he was around.
Yeah.
And then, but once he was gone, how did that affect you or change your motivation?
It fucked me up bad.
And especially because you were there. So when they shot him, they just took off. So it just left you and him.
No, I was trying to say, my ears was ringing, and I got out the car because I fell out the car, and I tried to go around the other side, and he actually was still alive and got out the car and let off his gun and killed the person. So they both died.
Holy fuck!
And then he died in front of me. So it's so weird because this is like the second damn time this shit happened where I'm like fucking tearing up. It
damn,
sucks.
That's some heavy shit. But you're young. You're like 19, 20 or
something? No. I was 23.
Oh, okay.
24.
So it's been a few years now?
Yeah, and it still fucks with me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's a heavy
that's
thing to
watch.
That's
why I'm so big on my... that's why I'm so big on my live, and I'm so open, because I want people not to feel sorry, but to understand, like, yo, everybody goes through something. But when you succeed and you keep going, it's everything. People literally thought I was supposed to stop. And that's not even half of the shit. Well, I'm not even going to get into how many suicide attempts I fucking tried. Like,
really?
On paper, like off paper, on the books. Like, it's nothing I'm proud of. Like, anything you probably can think of, I've been through. And I'm not having no for an answer. You know, this was my motivation into why I started doing music, because I got so much pain. And so much shit. There's no reason why I'm gifted like that. That was the whole... I feel like there's a story for everybody. Like, it would have been too fucking simple for me to have a normal story and just be a singer. Like, I don't regret shit I've been through. Like, that's my story. Like, it's like a holy shit. And then, damn, she's talented. That's all I hear. I don't want no one to feel... like they can't do something. Because motherfuckers told me I was going to be in a ditch. I hadn't been through domestic violence after that shit.
And
teeth
other
knocked out, fucking
your
drugs.
Teeth knocked out?
Yeah, my brand new teeth. brand new nose.
You got new teeth?
Yeah.
And then a guy knocked them out?
Mm-mm, I had my original teeth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you're...
So I speak it like this because it's like people are like, oh my gosh, she needs counseling. By the way, I do have two. And there's nothing wrong
therapy?
With it. Yeah.
Didn't I see Charlamagne telling you?
Yeah. Like people be so.
But you hadn't really been in therapy that much leading up to him telling you that. Did he actually impact you?
Actually, yeah. I can say that was one of my impacts. Yeah. One right. of the, my grandmother, my family is a big impact. The fans that I do have that I don't even call them fans. It's just people that know me.
Right.
I just want people to know it's okay. Like, it is okay to have a counselor. It's okay to have anxiety. I have super depression. Sometimes I get in the shower and I be fucking over it. Not to the point where I want to do something damaging to myself, but more of like, I want to cry. I want to cry in the shower. I want to get it out and then keep it going. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Beyonce was like, she gives herself a whole day to like really just wail it out. And then the next day I got to go, you know, because it's like, you don't want to sit too long on something, but you want to take your time, but you don't want to sit too long because we don't have a lot of time, you know? So everything just sums up why I'm doing the music now. It's like I had to stop the drinking. I barely can take a shot.
Really? Was drinking like, a problem for a while?
Yeah. And it was gaining weight, and you don't want to keep doing surgeries and being that type of person. The drugs stopped because the last drug I ever tried was weed.
Tried.
Yeah. That was the last thing.
Wait, so you tried weed and then you were like, I don't need any of these other drugs?
I did everything else. And I was trying to figure out if I needed to take myself to a hospital or just wing myself off. And I slowly winged myself off.
What were you hooked on?
Like Zans? Pills, Zans, Percocets, cocaine.
Just sort of living that spiral
just
every
like,
day?
Just like, let's go. Like,
were you
yeah,
going
like,
every day, all day, up and down?
Yeah, like just like going. And that's where the fights and the getting locked up for fighting and so much of that happened because it's like you're just spiraling. You're just like, you don't see a purpose. After the Love and Hip Hop, that's when I met Deb. And she shifted my life to Atlanta. You know, she took me down. And that's when I really was really even more getting into don't do any drugs. Like, so it's been like 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So Atlanta was the change for you?
Well, it was.
There's a lot of drugs.
I was already
too,
off
right?
of drugs by the time I got there. But it was like, I don't really do anything but smoke.
But did you like, have to go to rehab or
no,
did you just sort
never,
of were
I've
able to stop?
I've always been a very different type of person. Like, I know damn well that if I do something, it's a possibility I won't be here because it might take me out. So that's, my anxiety would start kicking in. Use your common sense, like stop taking drugs. Now I just smoke.
Yeah.
Like, I can't drink no mimosa.
Why? It just fucks you up too much?
Strong. This is what happens when I drink.
You're not eating enough is my guess.
No, this is the thing. When I drink, I sleep. I go to sleep now. Feel like an old ass lady. So I'll take a shot and then I get tired. And I'm like, this sucks. So I just smoke.
Right.
I'm like a real big smoker. Like half of the time, like a Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
No, like under Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Because we did
a
session
more, right?
through live one time and we had like blunts and we had to pull them all at the same time. And I did like four pulls and it was over.
That must have been good for him on live though. Because he doesn't want anyone smoking blunts around him.
You know what's crazy? I was on the live smoking my blunts.
Right.
And he was doing his, when he
and
did
he
the
didn't
challenge.
Say nothing?
Remember the challenge?
He was definitely
he
trying
was
to
doing
fuck.
The, no.
He hates blunts. He tweets about how much he hates blunts every day.
I have real friends that's like in the industry that
I was just
never.
Kidding,
no, no, no. I swear like, and it's really cool because people be like, oh, she probably talked to him. I have a guy.
You do?
Yeah.
How long?
For about 9 months. About to be 9 months. Yeah.
How's that going?
Good.
He's famous?
No.
Not really?
Yes.
He is, but like...
Yes, no.
Medium famous, maybe? You can't answer
like,
that.
Like, so quiet.
If he is, you can't say that.
He's quiet, so that's what makes him... You would not think it until you've seen him, and you're like, okay, that
has... Well, he's a producer?
You look at him, and he's like, he has to be somebody.
Is he a producer?
No.
That's like a nice, lit, low-key boyfriend, where he's not
he's
on camera
really
every day,
awesome.
But he got money.
No, he's really awesome.
Okay.
He's, like, changed my life.
Really?
A lot. He did, yeah.
How'd you meet him?
In the studio.
Really?
I was
so he's
trying
definitely
to
a
go...
producer. Okay.
No.
Is it Metro Boomin?
No.
Okay.
No. No. Adam.
I'm trying to think of some producers.
No, it's not a producer. No. It's just all my friends. Like, I have really cool friends. Like, people be like, didn't you date this friend? I'm like, no, Soulja Boy's my friend.
Right.
And Ellie Chopper's my friend. Mm-hmm. Like, Wiz Khalifa's my friend. Like, I did with his baby mom her events that she has a slut walk. I'm just a really, this is how, you see how we are, like, talking? Like, I'm just a really approachable, cool person. So when he did a live, I was like, oh, I want to pull mine. And then I just smoked, and we've been friends ever since, like, real friends.
That's cool.
It. Yeah. It's pretty cool to have, like, people like that. Macy Gray's my friend.
Really?
Yeah, like, it's
well,
cool.
Or Erykah Badu.
No, I would love to, though.
There was an era where she was commenting on all the SoundCloud rappers' photos.
She's like...
I DM'd her thinking I might get a response, and I did not.
I'm going to put some hearts in her DM, because she's, like, super dope.
You should.
She's a fire artist, too.
I feel like she just kind of comes out and just spreads her
energy.
No, she,
energy like, randomly comes
and
out,
there,
and it's,
know?
Like, full of energy. Like,
drop a comment on a famous Dex photo and just...
Yeah, and just, like, a bunch of flowers.
I don't know if she Happiness. Still does that.
She's just real...
Right.
No, she's like a really cool artist.
Yeah. No, for a long time, like somebody gave me her CD and I just had it in my car for some reason.
When you listen to it.
And I listened to it like 10 times just because it was
it
the only CD
like
I had.
That. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. where were we?
I don't know. You went down a list. I'm ready. What else you got for me?
We're just going crazy. Oh, okay. So let me answer this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably a lot of people out there that when you say that you tried to kill yourself multiple times, that they really relate to that. A lot of people won't admit to that.
Hmm.
How would you describe what triggered you to get to that point, and do you feel like you're completely past that?
Yeah, definitely. I like really, really like my life.
What kind of place were you in when you were in that situation?
I was depressed. I was not happy. I was actually so upset that I was who I am, this Johnny Blaze. Like, my real name is Jappel Von Krishna.
That's a nice name.
Thank you.
Maybe Jackson. Not as marketable, but
it's just, yeah, I tried to figure it out, like, call me Jappel, but it's like people keep calling me Chappelle, Jazapple, Apple, Snapple. Like, damn, bitch, it's a J and a silent Z.
Snapple fact.
Like, okay, so we'll go back to Johnny. Cool.
I was going to do a dad joke and ask you if you're related to Just Blaze, but then I was like, that's not funny.
somebody got me with that. They really? Were like, you took somebody's name. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
They're like, Red Man, Method Man. Y'all did not hear me say that. Method Man.
It's okay. They're united. You know, it's you think like of them together. In the same sentence it's a together, lot. So yeah.
And this is me 24/7. I am goofy. I can't help it. I laugh at all my corny jokes. So bear with me. Well, fuck y'all.
I like it. You got good energy.
Thanks. It took me a while. It took me a long ass time. And a lot of weed. Who got a lighter? I should have brought you a Johnny Blaze lighter.
You have your own lighters.
I have my own lighters. I got my own. Now, see.
That's an Iceware Vezo lighter.
Fire.
You ever heard him?
Yes.
He's fire.
Detroit 313?
Yes.
That's where I lived, and that's where Deb found me.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why were you living in Detroit?
Because I was signed to B&B.
Oh.
Which had Cash Doll and Raindrop Me. And then she found me, and I went to Atlanta.
Wow.
I know a lot of people.
That is crazy.
I went back, like, once I started, like, getting in the groove of, like, getting over all that other shit that I've been through and just, like, focusing. And then I was, like, a big drama queen, like, on social media. So I had to change a lot of shit. See, people don't know how to be honest with themselves.
Mm.
They're like, oh, I never did this. And no, I did that. Like, I put myself out there. That's why y'all probably think I'm crazy. But when you show that you've changed and shit, people either gonna get with it. You can't fake good energy.
Okay, let me just put it like
that's
this.
True.
I was having a conversation with a friend of mine recently about I just did a Cat Stacks interview. Obviously, I've had Selena Powell on the podcast a lot of times. I mean, there is like you see women who basically were like abused at a certain age. You know, like with Cat Stacks, she was literally trafficked at 14. Like I can't.
I know both of their stories.
I can't title this video. You talking about getting trafficked to 14 because I literally just titled the Cat Stacks one. I'm gonna have to get a little bit more creative.
You can say,
but either way,
real facts about Johnny.
It's just interesting how people, like, how a lot of girls who endure this sort of sexual trauma at a young age end up, you know, like, even in just in hip hop, like, we see different women who've sort of become famous for like working through that trauma publicly. And when you talk about being messy, that's kind of bad, right?
Because people love to see what you go through.
Yeah.
Whether we want to admit it or not, people really do enjoy whether it's fucked up, whether it's great. They want to see, what is the purpose of me believing that this girl could sing her ass off? And what's the story behind her? Do I really feel interested just because she looks good, got a fat ass, and she can sing? No. Oh, shit, she's been through this. Oh, shit, she's been through that. That's where the following comes from. A person I look at because I feel that pain, Meg Thee Stallion is fucking lit, right? If you just knew Meg Thee Stallion, just the name, people wouldn't be as interested. When you dig into her name, the things that she was soaring, and she loses her mom, her grandmother, she's still acing shit, still going through stuff, people attacking her, people stabbing at her and shit, and she's still going. People become a fan of a person that keeps going. So it's like with me, my story, and I love her story because I see all of that and I'm like, damn, like I would have stopped if it was me. But then I look at my stuff and I'm like, no, I gotta keep going. So people like that, or Cardi that I've danced with and seen how people was treating her and see where she's at now, it's like people love to be in people's business.
But okay, here's, you know, a question. When we talk about Meg, yes, she does get a lot of shit, obviously all kinds of crazy drama
of
since
shit.
She's been famous, but she was never a stripper. How do you think the way people treat her would be different if she had been a stripper?
It wouldn't be no difference, because look at Cardi.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be no difference.
Cardi kind of had to get past
that. What I'm trying to say is that
at a certain point,
everybody has a different story. What I'm saying is that everybody likes to follow people's stories.
Right.
So if it was just Meg, if we just knew Meg Thee Stallion, just the name, and we're like, we don't know anything, but we know she's a fire-ass rapper now. We know that she's been through trauma. We know that she still be doing stuff. We know that she's a college student. Like, everybody, Lizzo's another one. Really? She lived in her car for two years. Then she got the number one hit. This girl plays flute. She's not shaped like everybody else. People want to talk shit, but her confidence is better than 20 girls in a fucking room. You would see her before you see all the rest of them, not because of her size, because her energy. So people love to watch people's stories. So with Johnny Blaze, you see all this shit, and then you go to my page and you see me blindfolded, playing piano and singing my ass off and singing pain, you're gonna understand. I'm a fan now because I know why she's doing it. You know what I'm saying? So that strategy. I'm a strategy person. Every artist that I named had a strategy of their own. You see how I said I twerk and play piano and sing? I got it from Lizzo. It's an inspiration. Some girls won't admit it. They'll be like, no, I did it first. I'm not into that shit. If you inspire me, bitch, you inspire me. Right. So you just got to make it your own. Now nobody won't compare me playing piano because she plays flute and it's my own thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you got to find your own shit. Me, I want people to follow my story. I know my shit fucked up, but I know that it inspires somebody to keep going.
Here's a question. Do you feel like women, like there's a lot of talk about women, you know, supporting each other and elevating each other. Do you feel like in reality, more often than not, women really do that? Or do you find that women actually in reality just hate on each other and are super gossipy and petty?
Both.
It's a mix.
It's a mix because you don't know what you're dealing with.
On like, Twitter, you got to be all about supporting women, but then in your real life, there's a lot of hate going on. Am I wrong?
No, wait, because I've never been that girl.
Okay.
Like when Deb signed me, she had other girls she was signed with. I never beefed with anybody. I'm like, oh, who'd you sign today? It's a girl. Can we do a record? That's me. I'm like the cheese ball singer. No, fucked up history and story, but I'm a sweetheart. So I want to embrace. If I say something on Twitter, I mean it. If I really love that Koi is doing her shit because I fucking love her, I'm really proud. I'm not going to be like in closed doors like, fuck that bitch. Oh, my God. That's so weird. That's a different flex.
The Koi one is crazy to me because I interviewed her here maybe a year ago. And, you know, I always, like, my whole time knowing her, I've always thought such a crazy look. Like, she just looks completely different than any girl I've ever
like
seen in rap.
Body.
Her attitude, I love her fashion sense, everything. But even like when I interviewed her, it didn't really feel like the music was hitting enough that it was going to blow up. And she sat here and she said, we're just working on getting that one song. And then sure enough, boom, she found a song or two and blew the fuck up.
That's all it takes, because you know what's crazy? Once you get one record that's out of there,
yeah, then they start paying attention.
All the records that you thought or people said, oh, I'm not feeling, they feel them because you already took them in. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know nothing about Koi. When I looked her up instantly, the look alone, like, what? Like, you look totally different. Yeah, you don't want to.
Is it
look
awkward for you because you're Love and Hip Hop royalty and so is her father, Benzino? Mm-mm. No, you don't know him?
You know what it is? I don't get into, what is it? My name Bennett and I ain't in it. I don't get into I'm like Ray J's hat moving around. I don't know nothing.
So you know mad Love and Hip Hop jokes that I don't get right there.
Okay, so his hat.
I've never seen you on Love and Hip Hop. I saw you yell at Bow Wow.
No.
That's all I saw.
That's not on Love and Hip Hop.
What was that?
Growing up in hip hop.
Oh, so many branches. I've tried to watch Love and Hip Hop with my girl too. Like, we tried to watch the Joe Budden season.
I noticed that girls.
My girl
really
couldn't handle it.
Girls
she was like,
really do not, make their guys like watch the Love and Hip Hop thing.
Yeah, but not. Me showing my fucking Armenian girlfriend Love and Hip Hop was so foreign to her. Like, she had no idea that
this
existed.
Parts of this shit.
It, to her, it was like negative. She like she took
but
the,
it can
the
be,
negative
it
like
can,
energy. Like,
it can be sometimes.
For me, I can watch it and just laugh and like think this is crazy. She kind of like found it upsetting to a certain extent, which kind of surprised me. But
it can be.
Let me hit that. I'm trying to get some lip gloss.
My bad. It can be, but it's like with me, Love and Hip Hop, whatever you see when you go back, if you take a moment and see it, everything was what you seen. At that time, I was fucked up. I was going through, my boyfriend passed away. I was going on TV. I didn't know no better. I wouldn't let people talk to me crazy. I wanted to fight. But I didn't even know that this is the moment where 90 million people are watching you. And you should probably sing and play the piano. So I had one episode I did that.
And
so,
they did let you flex your talent. Because that's everybody goes on there wanting
look,
to show their talent and doesn't really get
the
to show their talent,
everything
right?
Everything else crossed it. So they knew me as the lit girl that can sing, but she's a liability. Nobody would want a damn liability.
They got to paint you as something, right?
Yeah, so it's like I had to change that. You know, now I'm an asset, like a motherfucker. Like Johnny Blaze lighters, I got the little trays. I got to send you a gift thingy.
Oh, I need that.
Like the shirts and all that stuff.
Did you ever date Joe Budden?
No.
Okay.
That's my friend.
What do you think about the podcast breakup?
Why does everybody do that to me?
You just seem like Joe Budden would date you.
Huh?
To me, I just feel like if when I imagine girls that he's dating in his life, I imagine a lot of girls who kind of look like you. So
wait, but why does everybody pair me with everyone? Have y'all ever thought to maybe pair me with a bitch? Like,
you're into girls?
Yes. Like, why y'all be pairing me
Coyle
with
Ray?
She's so pretty.
Could you date her?
No, I want to be her friend.
Her or Joe Budden?
Her. I really would want to be her friend. Like, I wouldn't even want to date her. I just like being around pretty people.
Her or Mal?
Her, like her the singer?
Sure.
Yeah?
Or Mal?
Cher or Mal?
I don't know who her. Wait. I don't know what her looks like.
Her is beautiful.
Okay. I never seen her.
She's
I
like,
hear them
she's
talk
the
about her and Joe Budden.
We're the forehead crew. Look, when I seen Rihanna, look, we're going to keep it real. When I seen Rihanna do it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's forehead
What's
season.
The, oh, what, like taping your baby hairs
no,
down?
No, I got a big-ass forehead.
Do you?
Yeah. It's just the lace front's laid down nice. Don't trust me. When this comes off, baby, it's a six head.
So it's for you, do you put the baby hairs on your forehead to make your forehead look smaller? Is that a tactic?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I didn't even think
Pretty
about
cool,
that.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, the baby hair thing blows my mind.
Looks like mine, huh?
Because I don't really like, I'm not around a lot of girls who do this, but then sometimes a girl will come in to do the interview and they have them all orchestrated on their, that
like
blows
little,
my mind.
Yeah, it's like a little design. It's kind of like your beard. Don't you?
Disgusting mass of black and gray hair. Yes.
I mean, it's kind of cool, Adam.
Is it? I feel like it looks kind of gross.
I get GQ vibes, you know?
If I was going to be like a Love and Hip Hop guy, I would have to fucking start dyeing my beard.
Why?
Because all these rapper dudes, once they get into their 30s, 40s, they start dyeing their
that
beards.
That damn Beijing. Hey, y'all stop doing that shit.
And you realize once the
you
pandemic hit,
it.
When the pandemic hit and everybody's beards turned gray all of a sudden, it was like, aha!
I caught you.
Which to me was crazy, because if I'm puffy, I mean, there's got to be one barber you trust to be in your house for fucking an hour to dye your shit or whatever, right?
People was going through it in COVID. I don't think people was thinking about no haircuts at all.
I think they were flexing the fact that they were
flexing.
Social distancing. Like,
look
how socially distant I am. My beard is turning gray. I must be socially distant.
That was a trend. People were showing what they look like after months and months of being in the house. That's crazy you said that.
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
How was your pandemic? Boring ass interview question. Super
great.
Late for some reason in the interview.
It was great because I stayed out the way.
You did?
Yeah. I did 10 music videos. I did filming for a TV show. I got records for my EP, NLE Chopper, Trina.
Mm.
Juicy Fruit, Macy Gray, Neo. It's been a couple.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Been working.
Do you still feel like you're struggling to get people to respect you as an artist? Because, like, one thing, my boy AD, who was here when you got here, as soon as I said your name, I'm assuming he's going to say something about how you look. And he was immediately like, yo, she got fire ass voice. She's a great singer.
Aww,
so there you go.
That's sweet. Oh, that just touched me. Where are these tears coming from?
Oh, my God, AD.
That's sweet. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you why it's so super dope. The company that I'm with, the independent label I'm with, GTM,
mm-hmm.
They told me on my contract, it said I couldn't sign unless I did an R&B record first, an R&B album first.
Oh, really?
That was the only way that I can get signed.
Wow.
That was like the biggest thing on the contract.
But was that contested because you kind of wanted to do a rap album?
No, because I was into the Atlanta kind of... I was a singer, but I was doing it like a trap, like type
right.
of. It wasn't like singing.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like the Jasmine Sullivan. That's the voice that I have. That's the voice that I feel that I'm in the category of her, Kalani. Like, that's my vibe, but I'm doing all this bouncy.
Migos type stuff.
So they were like, you can't sign with us unless this happens. So with me, it's like, I don't struggle. I think I'm doing pretty good. I get a couple millions views on my YouTube when it drops. My streams are cool. It's really just you keep going. When somebody sees it over and over again, it's like you have to respect it. And the reason why it touched me, he said that because at the beginning when I signed with my label, it was nothing but, she got a fat ass, she look good, she got a fat ass. They said, why don't you start posting singing and upgrade your phone? I had a 6 for a long time.
Upgrade your phone.
And it was blurry. You know, it's all about the visuals.
These
so
days,
I
you want a TikTok?
I upgraded my phone, and then bam, I went from the small page to a really big page and getting verified, like just showing consistency. So I'm not worried about whether people respect it. When you hear the records, it's not because of the features. The features are amazing. And I said them with pride because it's like they were genuine. And it was like through social media, me DMing or me playing piano to their stuff or something. it's just like really cool to see now people are saying like, no, she can, at least one person saying, no, she can sing. So that's why it's cool. Thanks.
And he's got a cold heart, this guy, AD, really? Too. So yeah, he's heartless.
Oh, he's like a...
He one of them.
Yo, this feels like all of my interviews that be like, people scare me. They be in the comments like, if you're about to do that interview, be careful. Because, and I'm like, no, I don't get that. Charlamagne, that's who they said it about, not you.
He's good at that, though.
They were like, he's going to do this. And I was just like, I don't get that vibe from him. When I got there, I thought it because we had exchanged some words before.
I think he's changed, too.
Man, when I got on there, he was super cool. And I'm like, you can't judge what people say. You have to, my energy is going to show like, I'm not.
Just because you've seen Charlamagne have a certain energy for, you know, Post Malone when he went in there, when he first came out, or Birdman or whatever. Why would he necessarily put that on you when you're a young up-and-coming artist?
He was like, really cool. He was cool with me. And it's so crazy. None of these people know my music. I think it's more of they're interested in my story. And once you get into the story and then you're like, you know what? People always do this. They're like, you know what? Let me go check out her music. And they're like, holy shit. That's what makes me smile. So it's a strategy that takes a process. You just got to keep doing it.
But okay, so you said that you always kind of had like, you know, because you always have to deal with the fact that people knew you from looking at you before they knew you for music and stuff. Like when I'm watching that Pop Hona video that you did, I felt like you were kind of going out of your way to like keep it sexy, but not make it crazy ass shaking in the camera sexy. There's a line that you're kind of trying to be on, right?
So now I'm just like changing that completely. That was my last like hip hop video.
Really?
For a while.
So you see yourself, they're shifting
me like... There's text messages and groups where we're like, so today, this is the gown you're wearing. I'm like, gown? With heels? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right, let's do that. And it looks great. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to drop this.
Right.
Like, they have a visual. I see it. I like it. It keeps me in where I want to be, like on the piano and singing. So it's cool. The EP's pretty dope.
Mm.
I got rappers singing.
Really? Who else? Who's singing?
Inali.
He sang.
It's fire. It's like an interlude.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you buy any of these like organic herbs and stuff that he's selling on Twitter?
No.
What's he selling?
Yeah. He's really spiritual. You know what's crazy? Like that's a really, really like real friend of mine.
Really?
People like when I tell you I have with fan base, like there's no age limit. I don't have an age limit to who likes me. Uh-huh. Like and who's like cool with me. I'm cool with everybody. Cool with the baby. I'm cool with the older person. I'm not really judgmental.
Definitely.
I'm a vibe.
Do you think that that Nicki Minaj should unblock JT of City Girls on Twitter?
I don't know.
That just came out in the news today.
I don't know. You know why I don't know?
She wants to get unblocked.
Because I don't be knowing nothing. I swear to y'all, I be trying to stay out the way.
Does Nicki have you blocked?
No.
I checked today. She doesn't have me blocked.
No. Mm-mm.
Thank God.
I love Nicki. I like everybody.
You're just out here trying to be cool. Trying to cool with everybody.
Yeah, like I'm like, I don't be knowing everybody beef. I be smoking and singing.
Respect.
I'm boring at times.
That's how you feel now?
No, I be feeling like I'm boring at times. Like,
well,
like,
to me, I think the more time you spend in like the club when you're young,
the
quicker
no
that you can sort of become boring. Because sometimes I see guys who are like making money.
Yeah.
They're like 45 and they want to be in the club every weekend.
Every
and I'm kind of like,
weekend.
Bro, I was drinking myself to death all through my 20s and shit. Like,
I'm super cool now.
To me, like now going to the club and also when you're well known.
Yeah.
Because you've gone to the club as a job.
I can't go
in.
It's
been your job so much to
go
to the club. It can't just be fun now, right?
I can't even go every day.
Why?
Because it messes up.
Too much energy?
It messes up your business. If you're thinking, I'm thinking money mindset.
Right.
Like, I live in a city that's popping. And if you keep going to all these clubs, like, why would I book her here? She's at this club every Sunday. I don't want to pay her for that. I don't want to do it for that. Like, so you got to keep yourself exclusive to an extent point. Pop out here and there and don't even mention it. Let people take a couple pictures of you. This is just my strategy. Like, when I go to these places, I make sure I'm purposely seen because I'm going out for a reason. Because if it's not going out for money, it's going out for the attention to bring it over to what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I go out, I want you to take pictures with me. I want to, you know, converse with you and shit. But if it's my bag, I go out. But you shouldn't go out all the time as a girl in Atlanta because of the weigh your like value down.
But now I'm at a weird point where I haven't gone out for like a year.
I mean,
because
that's
of COVID.
Just like with artists and shit like that, yeah. Like and stuff. But if you're just like a normal person, I don't think you should be going out.
Because people be saying to me like, "Oh, your career is over once you stop going out to the clubs."
I don't go.
And I'm like, I haven't been to the club in years.
My club is in my house.
I feel like nobody gives a fuck.
My house is pretty popping for a club.
But do you think that my life would be better and like I would be more respected if I was buying tables at the club and? Like, people do this. Like, people really invest in, like, presenting themselves as this cool, rich
to
dude.
To what they are. Some people like doing that.
I'm not sure if I'm ready.
I was around people that was like...
Having a baby, if anything, makes me way...
Yeah, that's going to be really cool when I do decide to have them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You thinking about it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not now, though. Like, yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm floating.
What's your dude think? Is he ready?
I don't know. Yeah.
You haven't had the conversation yet?
Kind of. Sort of. Mm. Does that make sense?
Now that I have a kid, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I wasn't doing this before. This is great. It's so fun.
My brother brought my niece over to the house. I couldn't let her go.
That's a gateway drug. Once you get some good nieces and nephews.
That was my first one.
That'll make you really start to be like, oh, I want one.
She had the forehead effect. I know she about to have a big ass noggin. Like,
right.
It's already showing at a young age. And it's like, she got a big ass head.
Do you think it's fucked up if I give my daughter a lineup?
No. What?
Like
why would you do that,
like
Adam?
Like a Puerto Rican guy?
It's a baby.
I know, but it'd be really funny,
It's a little girl. Is a girl or boy?
Girl.
You can't do that. Why would you give her... Why would you do that?
It would be
that?
Fucking hilarious if she had a fade.
Please don't do that.
No? Okay.
Don't. Pray
just,
on
just
that.
Just an idea.
Pray on that. Pray on that.
I mean, her hair is kind of all over the place as
do
is.
Do not shape your baby's hair.
Fine. That's what my girl basically said, too. She said no.
Don't do that.
I'm full of funny
that
ideas.
That one piece that you may cut when she get older may never, like, grow back the right way. And she's always going to remember, like, Dad...
I have a lot of good ideas.
You shaped me up.
I have a lot of good ideas. I really want to dress my kid up as Hillary Clinton for Halloween.
That is cute.
Like in the little pantsuit with the yellow wig. That'd be funny, right? But all these ideas are like a lot of work.
Not the first one.
Not the lineup, no. No, but it would be hard because you imagine trying to cut a baby's head with a razor.
You cannot line up that baby's hair. Do
You're
not
right.
do
She really
that.
Doesn't have the kind
Please
of hair for that
do
either.
That. Don't do that. The Hillary?
That's good.
We are there.
Okay.
Not the first one.
Okay.
What kind of shape up?
I said just like a Puerto Rican guy. Like to me, that's what I'm thinking of. Just like every Puerto Rican dude I ever seen when I lived on the East Coast, who just sort of had the it's straight in the front.
Take,
they got
look,
the cute little
take
lines.
Take some baby like the I don't know gel or whatever for babies, and just swoop it to the side.
It would be amazing to like give her the baby hairs on her baby
you
forehead.
You can do that.
That would be funny.
Baby forehead. Baby
hair, baby forehead.
Baby hair, baby forehead.
So no babies just yet.
No babies yet.
Can you believe that we made it through this whole interview and I didn't mention Drake once?
Damn.
That's cool. It's kind of an old story. I've seen Vlad flashback to it a couple
of you
times.
For that. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. you never ended up talking to him?
No.
No.
I'm just moving forward.
He's a big No Jumper fan. He's probably watching this not even caring if he got mentioned.
No, he's not. You know what? There's nothing bad for me to say. Mm. It's not like I'm prepped to say this because I just be saying whatever's in my mind.
Right.
I've been already spoke about it.
Yeah.
And
no.
I guess I'm like past
yeah,
it. And it's like I did a mistake. Some people can't admit when they do stuff like, oh, I ain't gonna admit, I was messed up.
You know, that's funny though. That's
Ben said sorry.
That's the difference between you.
I didn't get blocked.
You, Selena, and Kat Stacks is that they kind of like made that their whole brand of exposing dudes. But then you had like one very famous exposing that sort of seems like you regretted it very soon after.
Yeah, because I know I was wrong for it. Like, if you're not honest with yourself, you're not gonna get fucking far. So it's like, I know he's probably watching this. It's cool. Like, I'm ready for when I could really, like, push this music. And then he might be like, "Lo, send it over. Let me get a track." Like, I'm thinking of positive things. When you think positive shit happen. So with me saying anything bad, there's really nothing bad to say.
Right.
Like, nothing.
It's like a code amongst girls, don't you think? That, like, you're not supposed to expose the guys you slept with if they don't want to be put out there like that?
It's not no code. It's common damn sense.
Right, yeah.
It's... you should know. You know what I'm saying? It's around that time, it was like super cool to like go off and expose people. But with me, I'm a little different because I got hella talent and things that can really like bring me a lot of things my way. So it's like, I think differently. I guess that's why that was like the only biggest stamp like everybody was like focused on. Like, you don't really hear much of me with relationships like that, you know?
Well, when you do something that's so viral, it's easy for that to drown everything else out. Like, how is some good music supposed to compete with exposing the biggest rapper in the world?
You keep going.
It's tough to like keep the attention on the music.
It's not tough at all.
Well, now you're years removed.
No, I mean, like, it's not tough at all. You just gotta focus. You know that you fucked up. You apologize. You hope somebody accepts it, and you just keep on going. Now, what makes it fucked up is if you did it and then you keep trying to do it, then you keep on doing it to people, then you keep on exposing the same person. It's like, I will never fuck with you. Like, but if you see a change in somebody, you just keep on doing it. People eventually have to respect it. So that's why when people ask me about him, it's like, they're like, oh, you don't have nothing to say. I'm like, no, there's nothing bad to say. I did what I did. It was crazy. It's not cool. I thought that was hip to do. I thought it was cool to be that girl and shit, not knowing that I have all this talent. You know, that was the same person that was my friend at one time. It was easy to be like, I'm about to put you with this producer and I need you to go to this studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, genuine shit. So I'm not going to shit on somebody and try to like put to the world like, oh, that was cool, that wasn't cool. So that's how I look at it. Now, other girls might be a little different where they brand themselves around. I don't want to brand myself around, oh, it's all about this, like, focus on
nowadays,
this. So you just got to keep going.
Nowadays,
like,
they make a YouTube channel to expose their ex-boyfriend or a rapper, and then they, like, have the YouTube subscribers after that.
Oh, no, I'm super cool on that.
You're not going to be a vlogger?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I make money.
I know. You have a huge OnlyFans, right?
Like, in good way. Yeah, I just be twerking and shit.
Isn't that crazy how the game has changed that now you can make so much more money off of OnlyFans?
I was, like, one of the first girls that, like,
but like
really
when you compare that to stripping where you got to like interact with all these dudes,
people. I don't be doing nothing on my thing. Like, I literally be like selling my behind the scenes of music videos because I have shorts on. That's what people want to see, twerk videos. I was known for twerking and dancing. So I'll sell that and I've made crazy money. That's how I got to where I needed to be. Like, I invested in my music. I invested in my sound. I invested in the time and what I want people to see. Like, I have other, like, my merchandise. Damn, it's a lot of shit. Anything that's gonna make me money that's positive, I'm with it. Like, if it's gonna do some derailing and shit, nah, I'm not with it. But if it's money, anything that can, from your head to your toe, you can make money. So anything that's gonna make me money the right way, I'll do it. So the OnlyFans was a plus, but I have other things outside of that, the merchandise, my eyelash line. You know, and I make it affordable for people. I go on live and I talk to people. You brought my merchandise. I'm going to go on live with you. I'm going to send you a shout out video. Thank you. Like, I'm a hustler. Like, you got to give to, you know what I'm saying? Give and take. So,
respect.
I'm a vibe, man.
Much respect. I was watching interviews with you like leading up to this. I like her.
Look,
she's
great. You
remember
when we was making a joke about the Spirit Airlines? Like, really used to take. I was like a bad bitch taking a Spirit Airline before. That was not today. That was just a joke.
Oh, it was a joke.
But no, I really have like been that girl trying to be something that I'm not, and then trying to rush over to Delta and make it look like I was leaving Delta. Like, I was one of them girls always caring about what people think. Like, now it's like I'm in position where if I wanted to, right after this, I can go to a different country and swipe my card because I put myself into position to never fake something and actually be that. So that's another reason why people, like, fuck with me. Like, I think, like, that's what majority say when they meet me.
For sure. Yeah. I got to go get my daughter's ears pierced. So
I got to go to the weird
store. And we're
going to
get her a shape
store.
Up.
No, you're not. You know what? Maybe... don't do that.
Okay, I won't. Yep. Everybody go check out her music, all that, social media, everything. Cop the OnlyFans. Cop the DM, whatever that might be.
No, not the DMs. Oh, God. Speaking of that,
cop the
stop
DM.
Sending me those unusual pictures.
You don't like that?
Man, it's a lot, man.
A lot of girls do that, and they rate them.
I be trying to, like, you know, I do promo and stuff for people, and then I get a penis, boob, penis, boob, boob, vagina, penis.
It fucks up the vibe.
It fucks it up,
random
man.
Dick.
I'm sitting next to my dude, and it's just a bunch of dick in my damn... I don't want to see that shit.
Nobody wants to see dicks, guys.
I don't.
Anyone.
It's not right.
No dicks. Cut them off.
No, don't do that.
Chop them off.
No.
I mean, okay.
Out, Adam.
Just Johnny Blaze. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. And we will be on stream Friday listening to your music. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.